You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Champagne showers. Hello, everybody. Bing's for doing, and we're here doing another after show for E's Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Season 8, Episode 6, Some Moms Just Want to Have Fun. I'm Jason Eichler, and joining me, as always,
is Danica Kennedy.
Keaton is out tonight. She'll be joining us back here next week, but we got to talk about piss.
Time to talk about pee.
It's a piss party up in here.
It's okay to go, go, go. How did it go?
I think that's it. This is a urination nation.
Yes. And okay. We have to talk all about Chris's peeing history on the Kardashians.
Because Chris gets pee fright because she walks into the bathroom, and she hears somebody peeing very loudly, and she's like, oh,
for
I'm listening to them
pee.
She
said,
I wonder if people listen to me pee. Which is scary, because when you're a boy, you have to stand up when you pee, if you're not aware. And I can't pee if somebody's standing next to me. I get pee fright, too. Yeah, I like can't. It just doesn't come out.
So you have the same problem
yeah,
as
fright.
Chris.
Yeah, I have to like talk myself through it.
Well, could you imagine if you're a celebrity, too, then people are always following you, and I bet people do follow her into the bathroom and listen to her pee.
I think this happened on the Newlyweds back in the day, and, like, somebody followed Nick Lachey into the bathroom and then asked him for a picture.
That's
he's like,
awkward.
He's probably looking at my...
He wants to see how
penis.
Big is.
I was trying to think of an appropriate word, but I kind of... So I just said it.
It works.
Yeah. Yeah, but that, I mean, that is kind of scary if you're, because there's like no privacy anymore, too. So I feel like that's something people would do.
Yeah. And I don't know. She's had some peeing things in the past on the Kardashians. I remember a few years ago, there was some episode, I'm trying to remember, it was like one of the earlier seasons where Chris kept peeing her pants from laughing or like, I don't know if it was the hiccups, something she was doing. I think it was laughing, but she kept peeing herself. And the girls all bought her Depends, and she was like, oh, I can get an endorsement deal, hopefully. I'll call them up.
That's exactly how she thinks, too. Like, something's going wrong. How can we make money off of this?
They endorse everything else.
I know.
Why not? Could you imagine, though, if you're, like, walking around the grocery store and you saw some, like, old lady Depend diapers, and it's, like, Kris Jenner on the front, like, looking all hot with her red lipstick.
I'd kind of love that. I'd buy them if I ever needed them.
Cougar diapers. Could make a line.
I think there's something there.
And they can make them cute, too, like with skulls and stuff. I know later in the episode they're
talking
about baby
the diapers. Yeah, that'd be...
Connections.
We got Kardashians. We've got some ideas for you.
We've got ways for you to make even more money now.
So Chris is scared to pee. So she asks Kendall and Kylie to go in the bathroom and like make sure nobody's in there so she can pee. And they end up videotaping her peeing.
So funny.
And she's like hunched over. And I would be so pissed if somebody videotaped me while I was peeing. And then they put it on their blog.
Which is really mean.
I know.
But really funny. Do you think that's staged? Like, do you think they actually did that without her permission?
I don't know, because it's from their cell phone.
That's
so
true.
So I think maybe like a producer was like to Kendall and Kylie, like, you should go videotape your mom peeing.
Probably.
But I can't imagine her saying, like, yeah, camera crew, watch me do this.
She was... pissed off.
But I guess she did pee by the side. Yeah, pissed off. I guess she did pee by the side of the house, too. when she really had to go?
Well, that's because they were, like, torturing her, though. They wanted her to get past her fear, so they were, like...
Oh, yeah, they drove her by, like, car wash.
Yeah, they drove her by running water, and then they wouldn't open the garage door, so she, like, ran into the backyard and had to pee. And then Bruce comes around the corner and is like, what is going on? I'm so confused. It's his cameo for the episode.
I wonder what he thinks about her, because she's absurd. But I love when she finds out that they put the video on their blog, and... She's like, I'm really pissed, and kind of like, exactly, this is helping. We're helping you to overcome your fear.
Oh, yeah. I wrote down a quote from Kylie. She was like, Mom, this is, you know, she came upstairs, and she's about to rip their heads off because she was so mad at them. And then she's just like, this is what I do. I'm being human, and I urinate, too. This is what you need to tell the world, Mom, and we're helping you do it. So let's go to a public restroom, and you're going to pee in silence and just get over it.
It's so funny, because, I don't know, I feel you, Chris. I really get pee fright.
Family problems.
Yeah. So then they bring in their friend Pia, and they make a pee song.
And her name is Pia.
Is Pia.
How
funny. So kind of
that?
Funny. And I'm trying to remember how the song goes.
It was...
Something about Urination Nation.
It was catchy.
Yeah.
I kind of want to download it.
They should put that on iTunes.
We can play it at the beginning of all of our shows, the pee song.
It's our new jam. But now Chris can listen to it while she's peeing.
Yes, that's true. And it made her less mad, too, because she was like, oh, they care about me. They're just having fun, they're kids, and it's from a loving
place. Well, and you can't really blame them. Like, you've raised them on reality television, so sorry if they want to film everything and put it online.
I know, social media is their thing.
Not their problem. So, speaking of online, there's this thing called the internet, and you guys can go to it and type in SerialBuddies.com, and there are links to download Serial Buddies on iTunes. Serial Buddies was made by everybody here at AfterBuzz, and it's got tons of great celebrities in it. Beth Barris from Two Broke Girls, Kathy Lee Gifford, Maria Menounos, Artie Lang. And it's a Serial Buddy kind of like indie comedy, and it's really funny. But it's like $4 or $5, and all the money from that goes back into AfterBuzz so we can keep putting on these podcasts for you for free. So check that out, SerialBuddies.com.
Do it.
Do it now.
Support us.
So speaking of support, Kim is pregnant. Courtney has babies. I don't know why this is speaking of support. I just wanted a good transition. Not happening. And so they're going baby shopping, and Chloe's there, and they're kind of leaving Chloe out, which is also kind of a touchy subject because Chloe can't get pregnant, and she wants babies so bad. So
it's
I thought it was just kind of mean.
I thought so, too. I felt like there's no way they would blatantly ignore her that much, and they must have edited it down. But it's kind of funny, too, because they're just, like, looking at all the clothes, and she's like, this one's cute, and, like, no one's looking at her.
Uh-huh.
Poor Chloe.
And with the black sheep, and then she picks up a little black sheep.
I know.
It's so funny.
So funny.
But it's kind of interesting, too, though, because Chloe and Courtney always leave Kim out, but now... Courtney and Kim have babies in common, so Chloe's getting left out.
So Courtney's always the one that gets to have friends.
Lucky.
But I'm glad that they let Chloe out, because then she had to hang out with her mom, which is when the craziness started.
That was so
intense.
Best
part of the episode.
Yeah, because they were supposed to go to dinner, and then... Oh, we got to talk about the Hermes burp cloth.
Oh my gosh.
Kim has an Hermes burp cloth. How much do you think that costs?
Free for them, because I think that companies probably just send them free stuff all the time with such a big celebrity baby like
That's
Northwest,
true.
Which I was thinking, by the way, I really wish they named it Wild West.
Wild, Wild West.
Wild West is what I like.
You know,
Perez
Hilton said, why didn't they spell North like K-N-O-R-T-H?
North.
Like with the silent K, because then at least the baby would have a K name.
Yeah, that's true. I guess they wanted to break the trend.
I know. Craziness. So what? Chloe goes to Chris and is like, hey, they're leaving me out. And Chris is like, I'll be your best friend.
And which is amazing.
Amazingness ensues. They go... Okay, what's the Mexican restaurant that they went to?
Oh, I want to go there. It's right by here. It's like one of the best Mexican places. When I saw the sign... What is it called?
I don't remember, but it looks really good. But
do you know what that Mexican place is? It's like on Ventura or something.
It's a Mexican restaurant.
Awesome.
But Chris gets like white girl wasted. No, like tan girl wasted.
And they take a limo there, so they don't need a DD.
No.
They're just getting drunk. The goose is loose tonight.
I kind of love seeing Chris let go like this. And because remember back in the, even Khloe too, because back in the first seasons of the Kardashians before Khloe got her DUI, she used to go out and be crazy all the time.
I love when they were trying to plan what they should do. They were like drinking at the bar wearing the sombreros. And then Chris is like, we need to do something crazy. We need to do something fun. What did you used to do in high school? And then Khloe goes, I snuck out and slept with older men. And then she just has no reaction. She's like, well, we're not going to do that tonight.
Do that.
And then they were talking about how they were mad, or Khloe was mad at Kim for leaving her out of the whole baby stuff. So time to seek revenge.
So they teepee. So first they sneak.
They go to CVS or something.
I kind of love all these like things on like the flip cams or whatever that they film, because it makes
me
you think
too.
It's more real, because I think they're probably at like a Rite Aid or a Walgreens and
it's
they won't give you a filming
Witch
permit.
Project.
Yeah, they won't give you a filming permit, so they take it in. And Chris is like ripping into toothbrushes and opening things. It's like you're drunk when you're like 18.
Yeah, she took out some like Dora Explorer toothbrush and she opens it in the aisle and just starts brushing her teeth. And she's like opening shaving cream and stuff. And the guy at the store thinks she's crazy, but I mean, if you're Kris Jenner, you're not...
Yeah, what are they going to do?
Like, what are they going to do? Arrest her for
she's like, I'll buy your store.
Teeth.
Calm
yeah.
down.
Yeah. It'll be another
I
Kardashian
hope when I'm
dream.
Her age, I still drink like that. Because I think that's the American dream.
She was so funny when she was drunk, too. So they, like, go to Kim's house, and she's taking the shaving cream and just, like,
spraying it everywhere.
Like a lasso.
And I love how Khloe kind of throws her under the bus, too, because she, like, spray paints Kris Jenner onto the wall, or... What's it called?
Shaving cream.
The wall. And there's silly string everywhere, and it's so funny.
They're being so loud. Oh, and they were trying to get Chris over that wall when they first started, and they were being so clumsy. They, like, broke a lamp or something. What was that thing?
I think, I wasn't sure if it was, like, a lamp or a camera.
A camera, maybe. And Kim was inside during the whole time and didn't notice at all.
Okay, but, and I kind of get why Kim was pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's pregnant, so it's kind of a dick
and
move.
And Kanye was coming
yeah,
that
on
night.
The way. And I feel like Kanye would not think that was funny.
I feel like they both don't have that good of a
like
sense
like a sense of
humor.
Humor, which is funny because everybody else in the family
is
loves
goofy.
Practical jokes and like
they prank each other
yeah.
all the time. But she's always the one that gets mad. And then it's same with the rest of the family. Like everyone else will drink too, and she's like, "Oh, I don't drink." But at the same time, she's breaking in the money. She has to wake up early for
yeah.
photo shoots and stuff. So I understand why
where
you
she's coming
wouldn't
from.
Party that much
but it's
with
so,
that lifestyle.
It was just so funny.
Yeah.
And Chris is in those like tight leather pants and trying to hop over the fence.
And then when they got back in the limo, Chris was being so funny.
Oh yeah,
what was
she
saying?
Khloe's like, didn't you see that I wrote your name on there? And she's like, yeah, with my cell phone.
And she's like, no, I wrote it on the wall with shaving cream. And she's like, with my cell phone? And she's just
you're
drunk
like, what?
And she's like laying in her lap.
So then Kim calls them and Kim is pissed. And Khloe, I think because she's like hurt over the whole thing with them ignoring her, like takes it to heart, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, she didn't mean to be mean. She was just trying to be funny and silly, and it got taken the wrong way. But when they got home, Chris, like, crawled in
oh my God.
On the ground, on the marble,
that
to
was
this big
so
table,
funny.
And just, like, holds the legs of the table and falls asleep on
and
the
I loved,
marble.
I love Lamar's reaction to it all, too, because he's just kind of like, what the hell are you
he's
doing?
He's just in the corner, and he's never on the show really anymore, so he's just like, why is your mom here?
Like what would you do if that was your mother-in-law?
I would love it.
I would, too. I know. Do we think she slept overnight there under the table?
No. They probably dragged her in the other room onto some carpet at least and threw something
so
on her. A blanket.
So I love the next morning when... So Khloe goes to Chris's house and she walks in and she tells Chris, she's like, put on sunglasses and pretend like you have a headache because Courtney and Kim are here and they're pissed.
And they're like, oh, that's a good idea.
So funny. And then Courtney... I don't know why Courtney was so pissed because it wasn't her house.
They're just teaming up on
yeah.
each other, I feel like.
I feel like Courtney, anytime somebody's mad at Chris, Courtney jumps on board.
Yeah, she's always against her mom.
There's been like times where she won't talk to her for weeks.
Which is sad because I feel like the reason she's relevant is because Chris has put her out there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't really...
She's not as into the... endorsing stuff, I feel
no,
like, as
the
everyone
other,
else.
As the other ones.
But at the same time, she has a family she's focused on right now, and
yeah,
because
really,
she's
you only see her,
that.
Like, she does the show, and she'll, like, promote the show, but you don't really see her doing other things.
Chloe does, yeah, though, and so does Kim, and of course.
But I wonder Kendall too if it's Kylie. Because like Lamar has his own thing going on, so Chloe has to do something.
Yeah, that's
Scott
true.
Isn't really.
He's not doing that much.
I know,
he's
not
he's
that
just
I know
being
him.
Scott.
No.
Disick.
Yeah,
the
which
Lord.
Is fine. The Lord be with you. So everything works out, and Courtney and Kim apologize to Chloe for blowing her off, and then Chloe gives Courtney a bath in the sink. It's all beautiful.
That's pretty much all that happens. Yeah. Do with that. Well,
I like
next...
when I like when issues get resolved at the end of the episode.
Yes, that's
feels
true.
Feels good.
But we forgot to talk about Brandon and Leah. I just
oh yeah, we'll talk about them
to
too.
Mention.
Let's talk about iTunes first. We want you guys to go onto iTunes, search AfterBuzz TV, and download our Keeping Up with the Kardashians podcast. And we need you to rate and subscribe, and we need you to leave new comments and give us 5 stars, because all the comments and the stars are from the past seasons.
We're a new host.
We're new hosts, so we need new comments.
It's a completely different show, so we need some 5 stars, yeah. Not 3.5, or whatever it is
whatever
right
we're
now.
Because it's not
we need
fair.
To go, we need to boost it up there.
Yeah, please do.
Can we turn off the air? I'm crying. I'm not crying over the episode, guys.
It's really emotional.
Like the dry air hitting my face right now. It's just Chris got so drunk and I felt so bad for her.
It's all the talking about peeing. You're just leaking everywhere.
I was just sad I didn't get invited, really.
Oh my God. I want to go out with them.
Me too. When they were drinking, I was like, where's my shot? I want a sombrero right now. And to be
don't you hate when
them.
You see them out at places like you know where they're at and you're like, damn it, I could have been there.
That's right by my house.
Yeah. I should have drove. Who knew? We should be on Kardashian patrol at all times.
Is it weird that I want to hang out with Chris more than the ones that are closer to my age?
No, because I feel like Chris is still down to party.
She's the most fun.
Yeah. Especially after tonight. She's crazy.
We need to get her in here.
Chris, come on our show.
Come on.
So we
got to
talk about Brandon and Leah. I like seeing them more because we don't really know a lot about them. And they both got really great personalities. And because Brody is kind of, I don't know, a douche lord right now. I'm not really on Team Brody lately. But Brandon just seems like a really nice guy, and Leah's super sweet. And so they are at Kim's house, and Kim's having them try on their shoes, and they, which was just a funny moment. But they play her their song, and it's really good. But Leah at first is saying, I don't want to release our new EP because I'm a perfectionist, which is, I think, something that a lot of musicians say, like, nobody's ever happy with the final cut.
But at the same time, if you keep waiting, she's just going to get older and less relevant. It's like, while the Kardashians are big and you're tied to that, you know, promote yourself on this show. Start, you know, doing the social media.
Honestly.
And just come
well, and
out
then
with
they
hot
did,
singles.
They did the theme song for Courtney and Kim Take Miami.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Leah and Brandon, which was really
and
good.
And it was good. Yeah. I liked it.
But I feel like their album is more like folky, like singer-songwriter stuff.
I really like it.
I do too. I liked what we heard.
It's kind of cool to see that style of music on a show like this too.
Yeah.
Because you'd think it would be more Kanye type music.
Yep.
They would be promoting top 50 stuff, and it's a different genre than you'd expect.
Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna look up their music
know,
and
too,
check
it
out, and I'm sure a lot of people that watch the show are going to because
which
of
is
that.
Probably exactly why they decided to be on the show this season.
And their kind of topic throughout this episode was what it's going to be like changing from being a
yeah well because when they were
celebrity.
At that Froyo place and the paparazzi was there, and I think obviously they have this like biggest celebrity on the planet in their family, so to see that, which I think with the style of music that they're performing, nobody really gets to that level.
Yeah,
you know, like they'll get a following to play live shows, but I don't think it's gonna be like they can't go
it's
out
it's not
in
gonna
public.
Be like Lady Gaga or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought it was funny too, that moment in the Froyo place where the paparazzi the reality crew is filming the paparazzi, and the guy's like, you can't film me.
And
Kim's
it's like,
well,
you
you're
film
filming
me every
yeah.
day, and I'm nice
that's
to you.
That's fair.
That
and
was
he was,
ridiculous.
Yeah, he was such a dick about it, too. But I thought Kim was like, we can film me, and we'll just blur out your face. And then you see his face blurred out on the show.
That's funny. I love that they did that, too. But it was an interesting conversation about what it's like to change from being a normal person to a celebrity.
Yeah.
Because like they were talking about your priorities change, and that's what Leah was afraid of. She was like, I always just want to be with you, and like I don't want to just be this like self-absorbed songwriter
but
person.
I think at the same time the Kardashians kind of have the whole time they've been famous kept true to who they are. You don't really see it. None of them have really gotten into drugs or like,
and
you
they're a tight family.
Yeah, they're still a really close family.
And it's crazy because, you know, if you went back like 5 years earlier from now or something, you would guess that the Kardashians, you know, they're sluttier, they'd be crazier and wilder by now. But
they're actually Amanda more wholesome.
Bynes, you would have thought would have been fun, and like Lindsay Lohan back in the day. Yeah. Look at them, they're crazy now.
Well, and I think because they work so hard, they don't have time to do those crazy things that a lot of people get caught up in.
Yeah. I think that when people become famous, it almost affects the people around them more than the person that's actually becoming famous.
Because, and if the whole family's famous, then they're just good.
Then that's different, though. But, like, could you imagine, like, if you got famous for, or, you know, you get really big, your parents aren't going to treat you the same. They're not going to, like, yell at you like they normally would. True. It's like, like they have to look bills, up Mom to and Dad. You now. And they almost, like, have to be, like, on eggshells more than, like, bossing you around.
Yeah.
It's like the positions and dynamics change in relationships
when you have
more power.
I think that's why, like, a lot of the child stars go crazy, too, because they almost become their parents' parent.
You have so much power, and people will do anything to get part of it. So it's like, are these people becoming friends with me because they like me or because of my fame and my fortune?
Well, and I think maybe that's why the Kardashians have stayed so grounded, because they're all, I mean, obviously Kim's the most famous, but they're all on that level. So that's not really an issue.
Yeah, and they all hang out together, and they're all a family. Like, I don't really see them. I mean, I know they have friends besides just their sisters and brothers, but I think if they stay together with people of the same status, it's just easier to hang out with people like that.
Because then you know that, like, nobody's trying to get at you for your fame or your money. Like, it's your sister, you know?
And they always say, you know, it's lonely at the top. But since they're all, you know, getting there together,
it's not that lonely when you have 17 people in your family up there with you.
It's different when you're getting famous just by yourself. Yeah.
So Ryan Seacrest books Leah and Brandon to play on his website. He does, like, acoustic performances. And Leah's hesitant to get on board with that because, again, she's afraid of the whole fame thing. And then we find out her dad is actually in the Eagles, which I had no idea.
I didn't know that either.
So, and her dad seems very grounded and down to earth. So she's got that example in her life, too, of, because the Kardashians are trying to be famous. It's not like her where she wants to put out this music and do the music thing. It's like a different kind of attention she's trying to get.
Yeah.
And so you would think that since she has this example of her dad, that that would help. But I guess she said her parents got divorced when she was a kid.
Yeah.
So maybe that had something to do with it.
But whose parents haven't gotten divorced?
That's true. Like, I know. I think with or without the fame. Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Sad.
It's gonna...
My parents are still married.
Good.
I think they're the only ones.
They're the only ones left.
Yeah, so I think, I don't know. So she decides after talking to Brandon and her dad, like, I am really scared of the success, which I think is kind of nice that she takes her marriage seriously.
But at the same time, that's such a huge opportunity to go on Ryan Seacrest's show and do something. If you want to get paid to make a living off of what you love, and that's making music, then you gotta get going. You
For
gotta
sure.
just
and she's
do
really
it.
Really talented.
Yeah,
they're
so
really good.
I think that they're gonna get big.
I think they will too. Almost like, do you ever listen to the Civil Wars?
Mm-mm, I don't know who that is.
They're like a folky. They kind of sound
the
like
same
them.
Style.
Yeah. And they're like, they have like a big following, but they're not like huge top 40 stars or anything.
We need to see if we can get them in here. That would be great.
That'd be fun. Oh, yeah. How we could have them perform. That's actually a good idea. We'll work on that. So they have their EP release party and David Foster shows up. So that's kind of huge. Which David Foster is kind of working the reality circuit now, too, because his wife's on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So he's there. Now he's on the Kardashians.
Reality TV is taking over.
Over everything.
Like. It's like the only, like, it wasn't that popular 10 years ago or something.
Well, because it's like, I feel like it's like cheap to make and everybody watches, especially something like the Kardashians.
It's so entertaining. Mm-hmm. Let's talk some shit.
Let's do it.
New catchphrase.
I know.
Hashtag.
Let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So Kim and Kanye have officially, I read this online, so I don't know how official it is, decided they're close to taking a deal to selling Northwest Baby Pictures, And allegedly, Chris talked them into this by saying, like, it's actually safer for the baby if you leak the first pictures as opposed to paparazzi trying to break in and get the first pictures, which is kind of a good point. And they're in talks for, like, a $4 million deal.
Wow.
But Kanye and Kim don't want to make money off of their baby, so they're thinking about giving it away to charity.
Wow, that's insane.
It's all very interesting. Because I think because Jay-Z and Beyonce are so close with them, and they didn't do anything like that. Like, I think it was paparazzi who got the first shots of Blue Ivy, right?
I would take the money and take the pic.
Well, Chris will still get her cut.
Yeah, of course. She's like, where's my 20%, momager?
But I don't know. I wonder. It kind of is interesting because I guess she was telling them, like, Brad and Angelina to do this with their babies because it's safer.
I think it is safer, though, because people are crazy.
Yeah.
And they want to see what it looks like so bad that they would break into her house and do something bad. So it's safer to just take a few pictures, leak them out, and then get back to what they're doing.
Well, and I don't think it's fair for Kanye. Like, if you didn't want to deal with this kind of thing, you shouldn't be into the Kardashian family. You know what I mean? You shouldn't get her pregnant because she's a reality star. So that's how she gets famous, by sharing her life.
Of course, he has to get sucked into this reality world. That's their empire, and he's a part of it now, whether he likes it or not.
I don't know. I think they probably will sell them. That's my guess.
It's going to be interesting to see how their baby grows up.
Yeah. Oh, also, I went to Beyonce concert on Monday, and all the Kardashians were there.
Jealous.
Not Kim, but Courtney was there, and Kendall and Kylie. I didn't see them, but my friend did. I wish I would have.
Dang it.
But everybody was at Beyonce. That's all our news
except
and gossip,
me.
I know.
Tear.
Except for Danica. Let's get into predictions.
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Well, I think Brandon and Leah are going to get way bigger than they are now, as one thing. I think that the issue with Kim being mad at Khloé for toilet papering, even though it was Chris's fault, is just gonna blow over and not get resolved. It's just gonna be like a sister fight, something like that, and it'll be a new topic next
week. Because they always fight and make up and fight and make up.
And I think that Kim and Kanye will leak the first pictures because they'll want the pictures to be good and they'll want their baby to be safe.
Okay, that's what I was gonna predict. I predict that they're gonna leak them, but they're gonna do it almost like they did on the show where they announced the sex the same day that they announced it to the press. I think they will include, like, more pictures in the show and that'll coincide releases.
That's a good prediction. I could see them doing that, too, because they want it to line up with how it looks like it's actually happening at the same time, even though
so,
it's not.
Oh, maybe they'll wait till they show the birth on the show, because I'm sure they're going to do that, right?
That's probably what they're going to do, because I've noticed that even though they filmed a while back, like, tonight's episode was the TPing episode, but earlier today, Khloé Instagrammed a picture of them toilet papering, even though it was filmed probably months ago. So I think they try to make it look like it's current.
Like happening right now.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. Well, that is all we've got for you guys tonight. You can keep talking to us on Twitter if you want. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Danica Kennedy and Instagram and my website, DanicaKennedy.com.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jay Snykler. And we will be back in here next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.